Welcome to the Payment Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look forward and asking ourselves what we should expect in the payments industry in 2019. And to help me with that conversation, I have Yvonne Stelflug, the VP of Credit Products and Portfolio Management Services at Co-op Financial Services, and Nish Modi, the VP of Digital and Business Intelligence Strategy and Product, also at Co-op Financial Services. In this episode, we cover a lot of ground, so without any further delay, let's start the show. So Yvonne and Nish, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to be here.
Excellent. So Nish, I'd like to start with you here. So 2018 was really a great year and really, you know, very, in my opinion, inspiring, you know, within the financial service industry. But as we take a look forward, and we're practically almost in 2019 here, but why is it that 2019 is really shaping up to be such a transformative year for credit unions and financial institutions services in general?
Really kind of the way consumers engage with credit unions and their and financial institutions in general is rapidly changing with the changing demographics, with the changing sort of the audience and technologies being available, the way the consumers engage with the credit unions and financial institutions is changing. The way we are paying, right, using messaging for e-commerce transactions or point of peer-to-peer payments, using APIs, right? So a lot of technology companies are starting to use APIs to integrate non-traditional players to build from others' innovations, right? So that it's sort of expanding the horizons of how we consume technology, enhance technology in our offerings to members and consumers. And in general, the world is going digital, right? By 2020, I mean, just the numbers are staggering. The 20 billion IoT devices globally, including wearables, about 720 plus billion digital payment transactions. That's just mind-boggling. So all of that is just literally leading up to setting up 19 into a very transformative year for us as financial services industry.
Yeah, Nish, you're exactly right. And as you mentioned, the consumer expectations are just changing at such a rapid rate. And that experience is absolutely what is trumping product as a key brand differentiator. So as we look towards 2019, all of this spells out new opportunities and challenges for the credit union within that coming year. Digital transformation is no longer a question, but it's imperative. It is absolutely important to maintain and grow their business within the credit union.
Excellent. Yeah, no, certainly great points there. And Nish, you know, I think that is certainly staggering. I mean, the 20 billion IoT devices globally, I mean, that's just that's mind-boggling when you really kind of you sit down and you think about it. And Yvonne, when you're talking about it, that this digital transformation is imperative, I mean, it's absolutely. I mean, we already started to see kind of, I guess we'll call it the tip of the iceberg in 2018, and really kind of seeing it just get exponential in terms of importance in 2019. But shifting gears here, and Yvonne, I'd like to stay with you here. So how is it that you think that the changes in the payment space will impact credit unions in particular?
Yeah, payments really are the most frequent touch point between a credit union and their member. And so when you look at what that means to their business, 25 to 50% of their non-interest income comes from payments. And so that's a huge segment for them and an important one for them to pay attention. And it's so important to get their payments and their payment strategy right for what their members and consumers are wanting. Again, it comes down to that experience. That's what their members want. Faster, data-driven, frictionless payment experiences. And as consumers embrace those third-party payment providers outside of the credit unions and outside the financial institution areas, credit unions must increase that share of making sure that they are playing in that space of the digital wallet and modernizing that payments experience.
Yeah, so as you look at the landscape, really kind of to further enhance what Yvonne is saying, look at the non-traditional players, right? We already knew PayPal. We then had Square. Still traditional payment services companies. And now you look at Apple and Google and Facebook, then jumping into payments. And this kind of, it is scary, but a fascinating landscape now. We look at P2P, right? I mean, you have PayPal's Venmo, and then you have Zelle, really kind of challenging Venmo. And it's creating some interesting dynamics in our space. To add to that, Amazon's jumping into it with both feet, right? I mean, look at their wallets and e-commerce. That was anyways growing at staggering pace. And now they have these cashierless stores, Amazon Go. It's incredible how radically the way consumers are interacting with the financial institutions or the payment method of payment is changing.
Excellent. Yeah. And certainly thank you, Nish, for bringing up a lot of those companies, really. And it you know, the companies that you mentioned, you know, the PayPal, the Zelle, the Amazon there, a lot of them are kind of that tech first. And a lot of them also then have access to a lot of the data there. So I'd like to stay with you, Nish, on this next question here, if we could. So how is it that data, you know, enabled credit unions, you know, or let me rephrase this. How does data enable credit unions to change the payment experience?
Really, data is the new gold, right? I mean, you look at the amount of data these digital interactions and transactions is generating for our, within our space, generally financial services space, credit unions and financial institutions are at the heart of it. Every transaction, whether someone originates a P2P payment from Venmo or someone transacts using Square or Facebook Messenger, ultimately the transaction does get routed, passed through our credit unions, our financial institutions. So they're starting to recognize that they're sitting on troves of data that they can then start to understand and how members are interacting, transacting, and putting together strategies to ensure that their solutions, their products stay top of wallet, right? Their car products or their any sort of offerings stay top of mind, top of wallet for credit unions. You look at data. I mean, when you look at data, using that data in multiple ways, it's a pretty complex process. You have multiple vendors, disparate systems, unstructured information. Having a data strategy, really kind of from a credit union's perspective, from a financial institution's perspective, is the first step towards really transforming that troves of data that you have, you think you have, into making sense of it all, right? As we look at co-op, we recognized this a couple of years ago. We've started investing massively into building out our data strategy, into our data infrastructure to enable our clients, our credit unions, to really kind of harness these transactions, make sense of it all, understand the businesses better, and make more data-driven decisions to really kind of scale their business and set themselves up for success in the future.
Yeah, I think our Smart Growth Consulting product absolutely, you know, can help with that initiative. And it really does do what you're talking about, Nish, is in leveraging that credit card portfolio data to really deliver business intelligence and predictive analytics to help a credit union drive growth.
Excellent. Yeah, I think certainly great points there. You know, I think it is very important for credit unions and financial institutions as a whole. Looking at 2019, you know, we kind of really took a look, you know, in the beginning of 2018, and a lot of people started throwing around the word, you know, kind of a data lake. You know, as you pointed out, there's this large, large collection of data that we're getting here. But at the end of the day, data is just data. And unless you have a strategy that's built around that, the data itself is kind of useless and almost pointless to a point. For you know, you really have to have you know, that strategy, and then putting in those the insights and everything to it, because then it's the insights that you're going to be able to leverage to really understand your consumer better. And I know one of the tools, obviously, that people have been using in 2018, and I can really see exploding in 2019, is AI. So Nish, I want to kick this over to you. So how will AI and machine learning evolve in 2019?
It will continue to evolve and exponentially grow. I mean, as more companies start to invest in data strategies, as more companies mature the data strategies to form meaningful interactions with that data, the next natural iteration is leveraging that data to learn from it more, right? So you could be more predictive. You could use artificial intelligence to take action and take human out of that, some basic functions. Even though a human interaction is still going to be the key to success, especially in our space where members and credit unions sort of pride themselves in human interaction. Leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning to enhance the consumer's experience is going to be the key. AI and machine learning really kind of are and will continue to automate, streamline a lot of our business operations, right? Like I said, fundamental things that used to be manual in the past. An example of that is identifying credit card fraud. Was manual. I mean, up until last 7, 5, 6 years ago, there used to be teams of fraud analysts combing over millions of data points trying to identify fraud and then picking up the phone and calling consumers. You have technology to help with that. The immediate impact for credit unions is going to be in, like I said, in fraud detection, using the data, using machine learning, using artificial intelligence to really detect fraud and prevent fraud is sort of the first step in leveraging these technologies. An example, again, Co-op's Cooper is a co-op product and is leveraging transactional data across our shared branching network to detect fraud faster than ever before. Added benefit of collecting and processing all of this data will be understanding members and member behavior, right? How they interact with the credit union and which branch and within the network. And really kind of in a world that we live in today where personalization is key, right? Credit unions are striving to even further personalize and their experience with their members. Data enables them to do that. Data enables them to better understand the consumer's preferences, better understand their purchasing and buying patterns, and it will help credit unions really deliver that next level of customized, personalized service to their members.
Excellent. Yeah. And two things I really want to pull out of there to kind of really drive home with the audience here is one, that you use the word that they're using AI to enhance the customer experience here. And I think that that's very important because I know that Co-op recently had issued a white paper looking at the customer journey. And one of the things that really kind of came up in that was also the emotional element of human, you know, the human element, that the AI and machine learning data is only going to get you so far with insights, but you have to remember that human element here. And so AI is a great tool for enhancing that experience, but you still need that human interaction to enhance it and to kind of complete that entire customer journey. And the other thing is also with Cooper as well too. I mean, to be completely honest, when I started really digging into AI and machine learning and really understanding it, and you know, really every single data scientist that I talk to really says, look, the more data that you have, the better the machine is going to be. And then when we start to look at it in terms of financial institutions, I started to sit there and say, well, wait, what about credit unions, because you have these large financial institutions that have access to these huge amounts of data. But then you came in with this Cooper product and said, well, guess what? We're going to go with all of our members. And that is a lot of data. And you're able to compile this all into this one great machine learning tool, Cooper. And I was like, aha, that's how credit unions are going to do it. That's how they're going to be able to stay in the game here, if you will. Now, so switching gears a little bit here, Yvonne, I'd like to get to you, we've talked a lot on this podcast here, and there's a lot of things that are going to be changing on the horizon. So how is the credit unions prepare for these challenges and position themselves for the growth?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to do that as we're all continuing trying to remain relevant and leading in the space of providing sound and very good business products to our members. And so I think first, the perspective that I'd like to talk about is really the need to adopt that ecosystem mentality. We need to stop thinking about each channel and or each payment method as an individual or disparate product and solution, but really look at it more from a unified experience. You mentioned journey mapping. I think that is a huge way to really start looking at how do an FI serve a member and their needs, even just beyond that processing of a transaction? And to do that, a lot of times what you have to do is stop and think about, okay, what are they wanting to accomplish? Where do they want to accomplish it? When and how? What are those different channels and mechanisms that they might want to? And then what's their expectations around if they go into the branch or if they go to an ATM or if they go online? And how do I make sure that I am really wrapping around those and so that we can serve those members' needs? And also just think about it beyond the transactions, because you never know what you might find when you start uncovering of, okay, what are they really trying to do? What's the end goal of it? And not just be, okay, they want to process a transaction. I think then within it is that when you do that, though, it's critical to be prepared to understand you may have to reinvent. You may have to change your business model and work with partners outside of banking in the digital space to really help adopt and put a member-centric model front and center for your credit union. We already see a lot of this happening in open banking and the rise of that. And the more collaboration and data sharing between either data providers, between banking providers, and also the fintech industry, it's amazing of what kinds of experience opportunities that there are out there and to really wow those members or those consumers. At the same time, though, we got to make sure that cybersecurity is top priority, right? You can't go too far without making sure you're looking at that and making sure that you're safeguarding that member data, you're using it transparently, and maintaining just those overall relationships by knowing that you are protecting them and looking out for them. And the best way to do that really is, it's hard to accomplish all of that as a credit union by yourself. And so looking for partners that can help you become that really omni-channel and build out that digital ecosystem for you. Here at Co-op, we absolutely want to be that partner and to help with providing that integrated ecosystem for credit unions.
Perfect. That was brilliant. So yeah, so Nish, Yvonne, thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking to us about technology and payment trends and what to expect in 2019. And we hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.